Thank you for calling customer support. Dimitri speaking. This is the fraud department. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Amber Kiefer, and I've been having charges taken off my card for something to do with some kind of gadget collection. I never signed up for that. I never ordered nothing from them. So I need this to stop.
Okay, let me see here. Excuse me. All right. Provide me with your zip code, please.
45014.
45014. You said 451?
45014.
45014. And your name?
My name is Amber Kiefer.
Kiefer, here we go. Verify that shipping address for me.
5622 Lake Mead Drive, Fairfield, Ohio, 45014.
Thank you. Alrighty, I do see here. Just bear with me here while my system is loading. I'm still here, ma'am. My system's just going a little bit slow here. I do apologize about that wait.
You're fine.
Okay, okay. I do see here where you had, this is for our tactical bag and survival bracelet. Do you remember paying $574.97 for this?
I didn't order none of that. None of it.
Did you receive anything? I'm seeing here that was shipped out.
No, I did not.
Gotcha. Do you think anybody in your household maybe ordered this?
Nobody in my household ordered it because the only one people that I have in my house is me and my husband, so no.
Gotcha. All right. Well, what I can do for you, if you are claiming this as a fraudulent charge, we could put this under a fraud investigation where so we contact the local authorities. We provide them with the IP addresses on the account so they can verify where the actual charge was ordered from. During that fraud investigation, they do prosecute for fraud across fraud charges. But if you do not want to go through fraud, or if you're not sure, we do a 50% refund. But in a situation as though you know you didn't do this, you don't know what this is for, we have the fraud investigation for you.
So they have to go through the IP address and do what now?
Yeah, with the fraud investigation, we locate who ordered the product through the IP address. That's the internet access so they can find out who ordered it. They do prosecute for fraud across fraud charges and things of that nature. But if you don't want to go through fraud, we just offer 50%. But if you're sure you didn't order this, like I said, in your situation, you're sure you didn't order this, we have the fraud investigation for you.
Well, I know I didn't order it. So
right.
I can see if my husband did off my card and just don't remember doing it.
Uh-huh. So let me, like I said, we could do a
Let me talk to him and make sure that it didn't get ordered from him.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, I do want these transactions to stop because this is kind of
redonkulous. Right. That's already been done by the previous agent. They canceled the account so you won't get any further charges. So did you not want to go through the fraud or did you just want to get the 50% for now or which one did you want to do?
Just give me the 50% now. Let me have a conversation with him and make sure that this didn't actually get done on his end.
Okay, no problem. I'll issue those refunds for you. That goes
okay.
Back to the account within 3 to 5 business days. And is this a good email here? Let me see here. Amber882010@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay. If we do, did she already provide you with a cancellation number or anything like that?
No, she didn't.
Okay. I'll provide you with one. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
All right, it's going to be Season Charlie 263-484-680.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's it.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too, bye-bye.
Thank you.